When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Valentine's Day edition of Animal World, although it's really a second half hour because we're out of here at 10:30 for Husky Women's Basketball. We are normally here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Check it out. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there and enjoy the box of chocolates I posted for you for Happy Valentine's Day this morning, and all the great stories and videos and pictures, and there's some really, really great stuff that I've been posting. So you'll miss it if you don't check it out every day. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And if you need to be in touch with me or about Animal World or private counseling during the week, you can go through the website, marthanorwalk.com. You can give me a call at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And if you need to mail something through the Postal Service to Animal World, you can do that by addressing your envelope to 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. And of course, you can email us during the week or while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, we are dedicating our Valentine's Day show to the elephants, particularly Chai and Bamboo, the former Woodland Park Zoo elephants, Bamboo remaining at the Oklahoma City Zoo in Oklahoma, and Chai, of course, who passed on January 30th. And welcome back one of my favorite people to have on the air, co-founder of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants. That's Aline Fortgang. Good morning, Aline.
Good morning. You know, Martha, I have to mention also that there's C. C was owned by Woodland Park Zoo, and she is still alive, and she's languishing.
Isn't she in St. Louis?
Yes, but Woodland Park Zoo doesn't own her anymore. And but, you know, that in itself, and we won't get into her sad story, but that is a travesty. Her life is a travesty as well.
And the photographs I've seen of her, I mean, it looks like she's often just in, like, a concrete jail cell.
Yes, exactly.
It's in
a horrible climate. Well, Oklahoma isn't good for elephants either. I mean, we know that. But, I don't want to have her overlooked, but she's suffering greatly also. She left Seattle in 2002 when she was 21 years old, sent to the St. Louis Zoo to be bred. She got pregnant. The fetus died in utero, and since 1995, she's still carrying that mummified fetus in her.
Oh, no.
She's been exposed to TB. She's been exposed to the herpes virus. She was intended that she would also be an auntie to the calves there, but now she's separated from them. It's a travesty what we do to these animals. The zoo industry should be ashamed of themselves, really. It's just horrible.
Yeah, there's just no standing up in favor of them anymore. It just is such an obvious situation that needs to change. And once again, you know, Woodland Park was very sneaky and underhanded, and because they maintained the ownership of C, that elephant at St. Louis, all along, as
right.
they maintained the and intended to maintain the ownership of Chai and Bamboo when they were transferred
right.
to Oklahoma City. But since the last election and the new Seattle City Council, you felt very strongly you had that the votes were there to pass the ordinance to require that Bamboo and Chai go to a sanctuary, and they could have included C in that. That
right.
ordinance as well. And of course, obviously, Woodland Park Zoo was aware of that. And so 2 weeks after the election, what did they do? They transferred the ownership of C to the St. Louis Zoo and of Bamboo and Chai to the Oklahoma City Zoo. So of course, a new Seattle City Council couldn't pass an ordinance anymore for elephants that we don't own. And
exactly.
I do want to say a big shout out and thank you to the Seattle Times editorial department, because boy, they printed a pretty scathing and very true editorial here after Chai's passing. It is posted on the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. You'll have to scroll down because I posted it right away. You may have posted it on the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephant's Facebook page as well, Aline. I don't remember, but you can find it on probably both of our websites. But it was titled something about, you know, pangs of guilt in Seattle, which there really are legitimate, because the Seattle mayor and city council could have done something to insist and require the elephants to go to sanctuary, but they chose not to.
Yeah. Well, you know, the zoo has a good PR department. You know, they pay their people well,
mm-hmm.
and they do their job. And, you know, I think the public needs to start questioning zoos and specifically the Seattle, the Puget Sound region. People of the Puget Sound region need to question the zoos and what they're doing. Because if they can cause such suffering to elephants, such a iconic animal that is such high profile and in the spotlight for so many years, if they can treat them this way, what about all the other animals? How
mm-hmm.
are they suffering? And people need to really think about whether they want to support this kind of suffering in captive wild animals.
Well, yeah, and it's not, you remember the overlighting power organization, of course, is the AZA, and that is not just zoos, it's aquariums as well. So it isn't just the elephants. Of course, we've got the same thing going on with orcas and dolphins. And, you know, it's time to empty the cages. It's time to empty the tanks. We know better as a human consciousness now. We need to clean up our act.
Yeah, I'd like to mention that the AZA that oversees zoos and aquariums, they accredit SeaWorld. So there you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. ACA accredited.
Now, before we run out of time, I definitely want to share with y'all the communication that I and some of my colleagues have been doing behind the scenes just to check on the elephants. When I heard of Chai's passing, which was shortly after the fact on that Saturday, I, of course, you know, immediately felt the pain in my heart, and when I asked what she died from, I immediately got she died of a broken heart. And when I, and of course, you know, we didn't know anything at that time. Very interesting that now even we don't have all the sophisticated testing back at this point, but they couldn't find any cause of death, and they have said they think her heart just stopped. And when I asked for explanation, what do you mean you died of a broken heart, I was shown kind of her life, and it also was wrapping up, because I at the same after checking in with what happened with Chai, then my focus went to Bamboo, and it kind of all comes together here. But what I was shown is that you know, first and foremost, these two elephants, their hearts were broken when they were babies, being taken away from their families and from their mothers, and then, you know, put into the situation that Aline has described for you all, and that we also had torn them away, you know, in the dead of night and snuck them off in this horrible traveling conditions and all this sort of stuff. We did take them away from really the only home that they'd ever known, which is Woodland Park. And what I was told at that point, because of the trauma of leaving the only home they've ever known, to go to another zoo environment that is different and just as bad or worse, with, you know, the big amphitheater and all of that and the elephants they don't know. And you know, the zoos are whistling Dixie when they say, oh, well, they can be with a herd now. That's like saying, grabbing you away from your family and saying, oh, you'll be okay because we'll put you with another family someplace else. You know, how does that work? It doesn't. Anyway, I was told that take them away from the home they've ever known, from the people that they've bonded with and known, and the caretakers, it had to be to a much better environment where they truly would be loved and at peace and be able to start moving and roaming. And I truly believe, from what I've received, I believe with every cell of my being, that if these elephants were transferred to the sanctuary, they would be thriving now. I mean, as much as they could thrive still being in captivity. At any rate, then what I got from Chai was that also in taking her away from Woodland Park, this is where her baby died, Hansa died, and where her connection to Hansa was. And that then I was told for both of the elephants, because they were taken away from their mothers, from their elephant families, they didn't have the example and they didn't get shown how to be elephants. You know, a lot of behavior we're born with is instinctive, but a lot of it is learned. And what I was shown is that they were never learned how to grieve the loss of a family member, or you know, whatever is being mourned. And as Aline mentioned previously, the elephant grieving ritual is huge and extremely important to them. They stay with the body, you know, for days and days, and then, of course, in the wild, the body deteriorates and the bones are left. They come back year after year after year, and, you know, they stand with the body or they stand with the bones, and they wail and they moan and they process out their grief. And it is a process that's learned by the pack. And Chai and Bamboo were never taught this ritual, and of course did not have the opportunity to grieve. Chai didn't to grieve Hansa, and so all that grief inside, then we take her away from the connection, we put her in a worse environment as far as they're concerned, and it just was too much. She died of a broken heart. Now I'll tell you, so then my focus shifts to Bamboo, and I'll tell you that she is beyond distraught. Given her life has been equally torn up, and, you know, she's been transferred. What she went was sent off to other places, to like the Tacoma and the Port Defiance Zoo, and couldn't get along there. And she's never been able to get along with elephants. She has now lost the only elephant friend she's ever had in her whole entire life, and she is beside herself with grief and almost disconnected from herself. And that's when I really got told she did not learn how to grieve, and so she's holding it all inside. And I'm going on record saying that I will be surprised if Bamboo does not pass relatively soon as well. And you know, it's hard to say, and I know, Kathy, you kind of expressed it when we were off the air, but I think it has to be said. You know, it's a blessing that she's gone, you know, for Chai. Because, like, you know, Aline said, you know, once you're out of your body, You know, the suffering, the pain is gone. When we were communicating with Chai and Bamboo after the passing and all of this, Chai did come back in because she feels badly for Bamboo and asked if she should stay with Bamboo or go with the elephants, and we told her to go with the elephants. And we'd pray for and support Bamboo. But the more I do that, I'm getting from Bamboo that she doesn't want, she'd just as soon go. And it really would be a blessing, I think. I'm sorry to have to say that, but I think they're better off not here. And they also are telling me what a huge statement this is, that what better message could they send us? That we need to change, and these elephants need to go to the sanctuary. And now, Aline, you say that Bamboo, there is an opportunity that because Oklahoma is closer to the huge elephant sanctuary in this country, which is in Tennessee.
Right.
So she could be transferred, and any of the other elephants could be transferred to the elephant sanctuary in Tennessee
right.
now, and that
Absolutely.
That is a phenomenal facility.
It's not too late for Woodland Park Zoo to say to Oklahoma City Zoo, you know, we request that Bamboo be sent to the elephant sanctuary. There she'd have 2,100 acres to roam freely.
Yeah, that's over 2,000 acres.
Yes, and she and there's a 25-acre lake. I mean, there's rivers, there's streams. I mean, truly she would be immersed in nature. She would have a life that she, you know, would be paradise for her compared to her horrible, impoverished life at Woodland Park Zoo.
And what a gift to give her, that. Yes. And Kathy, yeah, you've got tears in your eyes?
Oh.
Yes.
No.
And she would join five other elephants. They have five elephants there that she could choose who or if she wants to make friends and bond with any of those elephants. So it is an incredible opportunity, and it would make the people of Seattle and the Puget Sound region so proud to know that we finally did the right thing by at least Bamboo. Let's just raise our heads up a little bit and do what's right here.
Okay. Kathy?
You know, we're almost like preaching to the choir. How can we as listeners and hosts in the studio, what can we do to...
Okay, you're reading my mind.
What is our homework?
Yeah, okay. We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors one more time before we're done. When we come back, Aline, will you please address that? What can we do to help? What's the best thing or ways, what can we do? So stay right where you are. We take care of our advertisers. Listen, pay attention, support them. Without them, there's no us. We will come back more with Aline, and we'll find out what can we do now to, is there anything we can do? How can we proceed? So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell are pleased to present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, it's Oscar season, and we preview the Oscar nominees with national movie critic Scott Mance.
In hour number two, Alice Terry, a medium from the land down under, takes your calls.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on
on Facebook.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Conscious Living for Conscious People, Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk saying thank you for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you'll do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon most Sundays. Next Sunday's another short one, 9 to 10:30. But then the last Sunday of the month, we're back to our normal 9 to noon time slot. And Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon will be here. We've been talking about our beloved animal elephant friends from Woodland Park Zoo now in Oklahoma City, and Chai, who of course is now on the other side. Aline Fortgang from Friends of Woodland Park Zoo is with us, and just in the couple minutes we've got left, Aline, what can we do? Is there anything we can do at this point that you recommend?
Well, I think stop going to the zoo. It sends a clear message to the zoo that, you know, we're not going to accept the caging of wild animals anymore. And although it may not look like a cage to us, it is more than a cage to these poor animals that are confined for life in impoverished conditions and old displays. I mean, just the fact that they're on display is unnatural and unhealthy. So I think stopping going to the zoo, and the most important thing is tell them why you're not going to the zoo.
Yeah.
And their email address is zooinfo@zoo.org.
So, zooinfo@zoo.org.
Correct. So that's the zoo's address.
Now, is that the Woodland Park Zoo address?
Yeah, that's Woodland Park Zoo's address.
Zooinfo@zoo.org.
Right. And just let them know that you're not going to the zoo anymore because of the treatment of the elephants, which makes them suspect of what's happening to the other animals.
Right. Because if you get them in the bottom line, that's when they start paying attention. And look what all the protesting in Seattle did. They have, in fact, shut down the animal, the elephant exhibit. We don't like what they did, but it is shut down, and that can happen in all zoos eventually if their bottom line is being affected.
Right. What needs to happen is the zoo, and, you know, they're looking for a new director because the president and CEO quit after the elephants were moved. Who knows what the backstory on that is? But, you know, Woodland Park Zoo is looking for a new director, and we need a director who's forward-thinking, who will reduce the number of wild animals caged at Woodland Park Zoo and put in a non-live animal exhibit where animals are harmed. That's what we need to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, if people stop going to the zoo and let the zoo know why, then they're gonna take this seriously. They're gonna understand that, again, there is a paradigm shift about how people feel about caging wild animals for entertainment.
Well, and it's just occurring to me now, we're out of time, so we have to close our discussion and make way for basketball. But I think one thing we can do to help is to not let this conversation die. So, Aline, we will continue to have you on a regular basis. When we do a shelter, rescue, sanctuary show, we'll have you on to just let us know what's going on in the world of elephants and just remind everybody to speak with your pocketbook and stop going, let them know. So if you want to email the zoo, zooinfo@zoo.org. Thank you so much, Aline, for spending part
Thank
of your
you.
Sunday with us, and we'll look forward to our next conversation on the air.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right. As you know, we are out of here shortly, and women's Husky basketball to follow. Remember the Rising Jupiter radio show that's on Sunday for the first time today at 2 o'clock. And next week, we will have an encore show because it's just another hour and a half. We're going to rerun this show. So if you know of somebody who needs to hear it, tell them it'll be running again next Sunday. And then the following Sunday, February 28th, we'll be in the studio with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. So, Mike, thank you so much. Kathy, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and happy Valentine's Day to you and your animal friends. Talk to you in two.